The Duel's Duel. Starring Kate Lee and Genevieve T.
Welcome to the very first episode of The Duo's Duel. My name's Kate, I'm one half of this duo, and...
I'm Genevieve, the other half of this duo. Let's give you a quick rundown of how our show works. Every week, we'll be exploring a new trending topic and making our own top 5 lists for it.
We'll duel it out to see whose top 5 list will be on top, and the winner will be decided by our guest judge. This week's guest judge is Sarah. Sarah, could you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Hey, everybody listening right now. My name is Sarah Sun. I'm a first-year student at Media Production at X University.
Yay! Anything else you want to say about yourself, Sarah?
I like video editing. I like childhood games. I'm really excited for this podcast.
A little sneak peek into what we're going to get into.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, so this week's topic is a show that's skyrocketed in popularity and taken the entire world by storm. You've heard of it or at least seen the memes on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, the infamous Squid Game.
Ooh. If you happen to live under a rock and have never heard of Squid Game before, it's basically a K-drama about a bunch of broke people who are competing in this, like, classic children's games to win a bunch of money, and the whole thing is organized by a group of rich, evil men who watch, and they, like, place bets on them and are just, you know, lowest of the low, etc. And basically, if they lose, they die.
Yeah, so, have you guys watched it?
Yeah, I watched it a couple days ago. I don't think it was that great. Like, it was good, but I think it's definitely overhyped, overrated.
Why do you think it's overrated?
It was just like, okay, it was good. Maybe like first 3-ish episodes, I was like, wow, like, yay, this is good, whatever. But then, you know, there's like that one episode, people who've watched it will know what I'm talking about, where it's like,
spoiler alert
right now. The one episode where it's like, wow, like, this is supposed to be the sad episode where everyone, spoiler alert, everyone dies. And then, I was just like, you know, like, I felt like I wasn't attached enough to the characters. And I was like, oh, like, all right. I mean, obviously it was, like, sad. And I was like, oh, no. But I was just like, okay, whatever. But, yeah, have you guys watched it?
I have not yet, but I actually watched all, like, the YouTube recaps. I just can't handle gore.
So you know the ending. Yes,
I know the ending. I know the premise. Spoiler alert. Red hair person. But yeah, I know the ending. I just never watched it.
What about you, Jen?
I didn't watch it. I watched, like, the first episode, so I know, like, the premise and stuff. Except, like, I think because my personal taste, I get scared really easily. So, I don't know. And I like, happy-go-lucky shows, and that is, like, the opposite. Because I know it'll just bring me emotional pain, so I was like, I'll save myself the trouble and just not watch it. Like, I generally, you know how it works. And I know what happens because my friend spoiled it for me. but it's okay. I wasn't going to watch it anyways.
Good.
So this week, based on the amazing and wonderful Squid Game, we'll be ranking our top 5 games we played as kids.
Yeah. But we're not talking about, like, video games, like, not Minecraft, like, or any of that stuff. We're focusing more on, like, the physical games you played outside, at the park, with your friends, at recess, stuff like that.
Yeah, like, kind of like the ones that the games in Squid Game were based off of.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, basically what we're going to be giving you first is our number 5. So we're going to go down from our list from 5 all the way to 1. So we're both going to start with our number 5s first, and we're going to try to convince you whose list is better.
Ooh. Okay. All right.
You're gonna go first?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Okay.
You wanna go first?
No, you go first. You go first.
Okay. So, my 5th game is Capture the Flag.
Ooh.
And, okay. So, I ranked as number 5. Okay, I made the list. It made the list because... Okay, when I was younger, I was, like, really, really bad at running. Because I was, like, this, like, small, slow kid that, like, everyone picked on. So, I would just be, like, that person on, like, defense in front of the flag. Just, like, standing there and waiting. So it was like kind of fun. The people that I played with, they came up with like lots of different tactics. So they would like try to distract me by like talking to me about something I was interested in, and then someone else would like come on the side and do that and like try to get it.
That's actually so crazy how the way you talk about how you play Capture the Flag, because like it makes sense, because Jen went to super smart school, super everyone
no, I
was
didn't.
Big intellectual people.
My school is so bad. Wait, I shouldn't be saying
but
that.
But everyone at my school, it was like brute force. They would tackle you.
Wait,
and it
was
like
cool.
It was like running like as fast as you can and tackling you.
Even in elementary school?
Yeah, especially in elementary school. They'd like pants each other and like.
Oh my.
Don't the teachers do something?
Teachers, they're not there. They're just on their smoke break. I don't know. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so my number five is Octopus. Does everyone know this game?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah. As I said, like, before, like, my school, very big on athletics, running.
Pantsing?
Pantsing. Running into each other and et cetera.
Wow.
So, and we played Octopus, like, a lot, like, whenever we were in the gym. And it was just fun to, like, you know, put your arms out and...
Trip people.
Literally. Yeah.
Personally, I think Capture the Flag is better than Octopus because... I don't know. Maybe you're just trying to win extra points because octopuses are like squid. Yeah, you were just like confused.
Yeah, I'm just so big brain. I just like wanted to subconsciously like slip it into Sarah's mind. Octopus is so much better. It's simpler. It is. You just run back and forth.
That's exactly Capture the Flag.
No, Capture the Flag is like you gotta play mind games. You gotta.
No, you don't have to.
Hey, Jen, like look over there.
You
it's
can
a,
play
it's a
mind
plane.
Games in Octopus
and then
too.
You have to run past them, and then you have to grab the whatever, the flag or whatever, and then you have to run all the way
yeah,
back.
Yeah, that's not hard. It's
that's
simple.
That's a mission. That's like
well,
mission
then
impossible.
Octopus is a mission too. They're both.
No,
missions.
Octopus is running one end of the gym to the other end of the gym.
Okay, but Octopus is bad because people trip and fall.
That's the point.
What?
That's the
bro, point. You guys want skin news?
Violence.
I would always fall. That's why I didn't like Octopus. No, I'm telling you, I was such like a bad runner.
Checking in,
Sarah, what do you think?
Yeah.
Who's winning so far?
I love Capture the Flag, however...
Oh, not the however!
No!
However, I played Octopus all the time
yep.
in gym class,
yep.
and it would make me very happy because the gym teacher would always pick me because he knew I was one of the fastest girls in the class.
That's right. That's
and it just gave me an ego boost, so I have to go with Octopus.
Exactly. That's right. Fast queen. Track and field queens over here.
She a runner. She a track star.
Should we go number,
okay, number four?
Four.
I'm going this time because you went. Okay. My number four is freeze tag.
Okay.
If you don't know what freeze tag is, there's a person who's it, and once they touch you, you're frozen and you have to stay in place, and then other people can unfreeze you by tapping you. That's the whole game. And you win when you've frozen all of the players. And that one was really fun because it was like...
Can I interject? It was not fun.
Why? No, it was
because
great.
Because you just stand there.
Yes, if you suck.
I think what we're getting from this is that I sucked at childhood games. Yeah. But it's a childhood game. Haven't you been bad at it?
Yeah, so if you freeze people and then you just get to look at your glorious collection of little slow people who
like
couldn't
Elsa.
Run away.
What?
Yeah. What's your number four?
My number four is better than yours.
Right.
Okay, mine is What Time Is It, Mr. Wolf?
Do you guys know that?
Okay,
yeah, that's like practically the same thing. You stand in one place.
For the listeners, What Time Is It, Mr. Wolf is basically that you guys say, like, there's like a bunch of people lined up, and then someone, like one person who's like Mr. Wolf, And then everyone says, like, oh, what time is it, Mr. Wolf? And then Mr. Wolf says, like, blank o'clock. And then, for example, it's like, oh, 9 o'clock. Then Mr. Wolf counts for, like, 9 seconds. And then you have 9 seconds to run. You try to, like, run to where Mr. Wolf is. And then, am I taking too long to explain
this? No, you're good.
Yeah, and then Mr. Wolf turns around once they're done counting. And then if you're still moving after Mr. Wolf turns around, then you're out. So kind of similar to Red Light, Green Light in Squid Game, which is the first game.
And with the, like, the time part.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like What Time Is It, Mr. Wolf is, like, the worst version of Red Light, Green Light. And the Mugumakuchi game in Squid Game.
Why?
Because there's a time limit, so you know when he's going to turn around. Just count in your head. What? Oh, number
well,
one.
Well, I don't know. Right. Well, okay, wait.
Yeah.
Am I going to lose this collection? Oh, no, Sarah, what do you think?
What do I think? Okay, I'm going to mess around with you guys. I don't really like, what time is it, Mr. Werewolf?
Yeah. Again?
But I hated Freeze Tag more.
Why? Tell us why.
I hated Freeze Tag more because when you're not it, you're just going to be standing there. Sometimes
exactly.
That's the consequences.
I know, but like sometimes you're just unlucky. You know, you go under the slide and you realize you trapped yourself, and you're like, "Great, now I gotta stand under the slide." Yeah. But Mr. Werewolf, I actually never heard of the game until I came to Canada. So I know.
Oh, really?
I used to play in the pools.
In pools?
Yeah, they would do like pool version where we just swim as fast as we could.
Oh, I can't swim.
Really? Yeah. You can't swim?
I know. The most basic life. You know what? Why? When would I ever need to swim? I live on dry land. I live in the middle.
If you fall in the water, then you need to swim.
In the water where?
The harborfront.
Harborfront?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that. Do we go to next? Number three?
Number three.
Okay. What's your number three, Kate?
Wow, you're giving it to me? Okay.
Okay, never mind. I'll go. Okay, my number three, I'm not sure if you know this. It's like, it's called Black and White. It's like a clapping game. Like, it would be like you and a person, and then you go like that. And then you go like, you do like an X. It's like a pattern. And then you do like two.
Oh, isn't that called Slide?
Yeah. It's also called Slide. Yeah. Yeah, and then you go, like, back in front with your hands. And then it's like one, then two, then three. Then whoever messes up first loses.
If you don't know what this game is and Jen just tried to explain to you right now, you have no idea what the game is still.
No, it's like, it's a hand clapping game where basically you clap a pattern.
And you clap
your hands together. Yes, clapping.
Yeah.
And if you messed up the pattern, then you lost. So I like that because you actually use your brain and it's not just all running.
Again with the brain.
Bro, no, Jen does not like running, is what we learned.
I'm just a slow person. Man. But yeah. I feel like you can tell I was the kind of kid who'd, like, play in the sandbox and not run around.
Eating sand, yeah.
No!
My number three is hide and seek. If you don't know what hide and seek is, because
everyone knows hide and
never,
seek.
You've never, like, been a child in your life. You just came into the world as an adult. Hide and seek is you hide and someone seeks. That's the whole explanation. Hide and seek was so much fun because, like, especially when you're, like, at your friend's house and then you're just, like, hiding, you get to go, like, into, like, the weirdest random places in their house and you, like, come across, like, weird stuff they have in their house. I remember one time I went into the basement and then I went under, like, this mattress that was there and there was, like, it was a really
creepy. How'd you go inside, like, the mattress?
Not inside, sorry. Like, mattress on a bed frame. I went under the bed.
Okay. This might be controversial to hide and seek lovers. Hide and seek is boring.
What?
Like, once you're at your spot, you just wait.
You're excited. You're like, oh, I'm deceiving everyone. And
you're just bored.
You hear the footsteps.
Yeah, exactly. You're just waiting. And then once you hear footsteps, it's not like you can do anything about it. You just have to, like,
you
hold
sit there
it.
Like, hee hee hee. Let me try and hold my laughter. So fun.
No, it's boring. But, like, if there's, like, one person looking for, like, five people, then you're gonna be just, like, sitting there. Once I played hide and seek and they couldn't find me, so they just started playing another game.
No!
I was like, What? I'm right here. So hello. Then I got bored and then I left. So that's why.
Jen has had a terrible
childhood. I actually had a happy childhood, guys. This might give you the wrong impression, but I was a happy child.
Jen never saw those friends again.
No, I still talk to them. If you're listening, hi. I don't think they remember. Anyways, black and white is cool and fun and better than hide and seek.
Why do you call it black and white?
Yeah, that's a really...
I don't know. Slide, whatever.
I've heard someone call it that.
Well, now you have.
All right, Sarah. Where are you at?
I'm right here. And I have to say that hide and seek is just much more fun than black and white or slide.
Yeah, compared to a hand clapping game. Yeah, come on.
I mean... Hand clapping, I'm going to be honest, was kind of difficult for me.
Why? You couldn't clap? No. Could young Sarah not clap?
I couldn't make it past, like, the four marker, so, you know, I never really liked it. But hide and seek, yeah, I agree with Kate. Like, finding the weirdest
and
spots
I feel like, is so yeah, fun. And I feel like hide and seek in Squid Game, that would have been a cool episode.
That would have.
That would have been
gosh.
So, like,
boom, 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 boom.
Oh, my
get
God,
spotted, die.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, hold on. But black and white or whatever slide could have, like, yeah, so many strategies. Like, if it was in Squid Game.
Strategies?
Yeah,
how?
Like, someone would, like, distract the other person. Game? And then once, like, right after they, like, mess up, then they go, boom, get shot. Is that too aggressive?
I feel like it would go by too fast. It'd be like.
But it's not that hard.
Yeah, I guess. Tell that to Sarah.
Yeah, I would die.
Sarah.
Yes, Sarah. Hat clapping.
It's a little bit difficult.
Difficulty.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Let's go to number two.
My number two, I'm going to get right into it, was Foursquare. Is Foursquare. Ooh. I loved Foursquare. Foursquare was so much fun. We had the little four squares on our tarmac.
No, I thought it was like three circles.
And Foursquare is basically there's four squares on the floor and everyone stands in one square and the squares are numbered and everyone stands in one square and you have a basketball and you have to do a bounce pass kind of, but you're not trying to pass it to them. It has to bounce once in the square and then you want them to not be able to catch the ball. And if they don't catch the ball, then they're out.
Yeah.
And if they do catch the ball, then continues as normal. Yeah. You get to, one, you have a ball that you can throw at people.
And you like violence, huh?
No, it's fun. And it's like, you have so many different, like, passes, bounce passes that you can do. Like, you do, like, the really, really, like, light, like,
ooh,
like,
fake them.
So just, yeah, the fake where you pretend you're going to bounce it, like, really, really hard. But then you just give it a little drop, and it goes, like, and then everyone's like, ha-ha, you can't even catch that, you little...
And then they start crying.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it's just, like, so many different strategies you can do. The end.
Okay, my number two is 7-Up. You guys know that?
Oh, wow.
See, Sarah likes it! Finally, Sarah likes one of mine! Okay, 7-Up. Okay, wait. This is played in, like, the classroom. So, everyone puts their heads down, and there are 7 people who, like, walk around, and they, like, tap other people's heads, and then once everyone, like, puts up their head, then they have to figure out who tapped their head. So, basically, that game was so fun because you could just, like, look at other people and just, like, see who's suspicious, not suspicious. Kind of like Werewolf. But, like, not as complicated. So, yeah, that's why I like that. Because also, okay, what I always used to do, I used to, like, cheat, which is not good.
Whoa.
But, like, no, everyone, okay, I would say whoa, everyone wow. used to do this. Like, you would, like, look, except, like, your head would be whoa, down, right? Whoa. And then you would look at the shoes of the people walking by. And if they're in your class, you recognize their shoes. Whoa. That's what everyone did, so it was so fun.
Except how is that fun?
When like, you boom, win, of
boom,
course
you,
it's fun.
Boom, game's over. Nice no, Nike okay. Reeboks.
But, like, there's, like, two different ways. So, like, you would yeah. play, like, cheating version and not cheating version. Like, sometimes everyone is, like, just for fun, let's all not cheat.
But you cheat in both, for sure.
No, I don't. I promise. No, then it won't be as fun.
Yeah.
So, Anyways, yeah, it's just like fun trying to like suss people out and see who's suspicious.
Yeah. I mean, no.
Sarah, what do you think?
Okay, I love both games so much. When Kate said Foursquare, I was like, oh, I gotta pick Foursquare. But then Jen said 7-Up, and I was like, well, yes! I don't know which one to pick. So, but honestly, so I remember
Foursquare. Yeah,
I remember, you know, doing like what. Little kid flirting with your crush through 7.
Yes! Heads up. That was so fun!
And you would always pick your crush, and they would pick you back. Hey!
Oh, my God.
And then... Yeah.
Juvenile reasons.
We were children, Kate. Sorry we didn't all pants each other.
It felt so nice to, like, be actually picked, too, because it makes you so happy. So... Heads up, 7-Up.
You guys are deprived of attention.
Okay, number one.
Ooh.
Burger King. Blah, blah, blah. You want to go first?
I'll go first.
Drum roll.
That's my drum roll. My number one game is Grounders.
Ooh.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know what Grounders is, it's mostly played on, like, playground setting, so, like, with the jungle gym or something like that, and there's a person who's it, and it's Tag, pretty much, but the person who's it can't climb, if the person who's it is not on the floor, they can't have their eyes open.
Yeah.
And at any point in time, the person who's it can yell Grounders, and if you're on the ground, you're out. Yeah. So if you're on the ground and the person who's it calls Grounders, then you are it. Or if the person who is it tags you, you are it. Yeah, pretty conventional, like, tag rules and whatever. And that one was so much fun because I remember, like, playing on the playground and... there'd be times where, like, you're too far from any of the jungle gyms and, like, the person who's it is, like, blocking you from getting on to, like, any of the, like, places that are not on the floor. So we would just, like, jump onto the trees and, like, hold on. And it would be really, really funny.
Gosh.
And, but then you'd also have to run away. Yeah, it was, like, so...
Must have lived a fun, like, childhood.
And it was... it was so much fun, and it's just that little extra spice to, like, and, oh, the fact that you have to close your eyes, whoever's it, when you're on the, like, when you're on top of
something.
No, that makes
it bad.
It's so funny, because then the person's just, like, blindly, like, you know, they're, like,
yeah,
tripping
they
over
so
the
stupid.
Steps, and they're, like, yeah.
It's so fun if you're not that person. If you are that person, you just, like,
that's
trip.
Fun, too. Because then you're, like, oh, like, maybe you could take a little peek, and you're like, you don't know where
you're
going.
Hey, you were shaming me for cheating in the past game. Okay, my number one, Sarah, you're gonna love this. I already know it. Squirt. Do you know that game?
Yeah, I do.
Squirt game.
I do.
Yes, it's... oh, squirt! Like, squirt game. Like, squirt game.
No, stop. That one's not...
I'm playing the long game, you see? Yeah. No octopus, whatever. Okay. So basically how it works is everyone's in a circle and there's someone in the middle, and then that person, like, points their hands towards a person, and that person has to duck, and then the two people beside that person who ducked have to go squirt to each other and, like, put their fingers to each other, and whoever's faster wins. Whoever is slower is out. What I'm saying, that was, like, my favorite camp game ever. Because it would be so fun. Because everyone would be involved, and it's, like, exciting. It's, like, adrenaline rush. Not, like, hide-and-seek, where the adrenaline rush would only be, like, 5 seconds out of, like, 10 minutes.
Tell that to your 7-Up game, where you just lay down on a table with your head down.
Okay, but hide-and-seek, you don't know if they're going to find you. Anyway, my point is, you're always anticipating stuff. So it's, like, exciting, and Squirt is, like, oh... I don't know. It's, like, fun. And even if you're out, it's entertaining because, like, some people's reflexes are really fast. And my reflexes were so fast, so I would always win. That's why I loved it. Yeah. Sarah, what do you think?
Well, I'll, like, explain like each game, and what I like it, what some things I don't,
and how we convinced you.
Yes,
I was good with that, huh? Right.
So Grounders, I remember I never heard of the game until I came to Canada, and it was so intimidating because it was like I gotta climb this slide blind. Yeah, like, no way you're gonna make me do this. But I agree, like being like one of like the people on the actual jungle gym running away from the seeker is so fun.
Yeah.
And lots of adrenaline.
That's right.
But man, when you're the seeker, I hate it. It's like the worst.
Yeah, no, it's the worst. So much fun. I was like laughing at you.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. That's true.
You're not supposed to be free.
Yeah. I was a very cautious kid, so the idea of like not knowing where I am, like a few feet above the ground, was kind of
right.
scary.
Right, what if someone falls off?
And
all part of the game.
And yeah, Square was honestly really fun. I played it all the time. My drama class, you know, drama kids will be all in a circle screaming, saying Squirt, and
oh god, my nightmare.
Bunch of drama kids in a classroom screaming Squirt. Oh, but yeah, it was so fun. I remember because yeah, it's like it's so much adrenaline. You're waiting because you don't know. And sometimes you, like, totally screw up, you face the other way or something. I really liked Kate's list a lot. Thanks. Because I could see that we both had, like, the same interests as a
You're
kid.
Correct.
Like, she seemed very active and stuff.
Just like you. I was like you, bestie.
No. And I was very active as well. Like, I understood, like, the rush of, like, you know, playing Octopus and stuff like that. Jen's list sucked.
Yeah, I know.
No! My list is so much better than Kate's.
Yeah, Jen's was like so nostalgic to me. Like, I remember playing the games, and I would say like the two games I liked from Kate, I really liked, but Freeze Tag and Grounders, I just hate it. So
yeah, so you can't have that. You have to. At
but
least
three
like
to two,
the
three to two.
To like the stuff on the list.
So, I'm gonna be honest. I didn't think so, but I would. I like Jen's list more.
Yay!
I'm the winner for the first one. This is a disgrace. This is a disgrace.
So, this week we talked about our childhood games, kind of like the ones they played in Squid Game. And I won. This is gonna be the start of a winning streak.
She bribed the judge.
So, basically, since I won, Sarah and I are gonna make Kate do the penalty.
Boo.
And yay!
Boo.
So, this week's penalty is Kate has to sing a song for us all while she's impersonating a character. So, Sarah, do you have any ideas of song or character?
I need a second to think, unless you have one.
I don't. Oh, okay. I got the character.
Time.
You want to do the song, Sarah?
Wait, give me your character first.
My character is Kermit the Frog.
I was thinking the same thing. Kermit the Frog.
I don't know how to do a Kermit the Frog voice.
Kermit the Frog.
Hello.
Oh, you gotta sing like a BTS song or something. Okay, sing Dynamite. You know what? Everybody knows. Right. Everybody knows Dynamite.
I have to know how to say his Kermit the Frog. I need to hear his voice.
You don't remember what Kermit
call
the Frog
me,
sounds
call,
like?
Call me Kermit the Frog. Come on. What is that?
All right. Okay. No practice. You get no practice time.
No.
3, 2, 1. Go.
I'm already embarrassed. Cause I am the star tonight. I forget how Kermit the Frog sounds like.
Keep going.
It's not that easy. So watch me bring the fire and set the night alight. Hey, shining through the city with a little funk and soul.
This is not Kermit the Frog at all.
So, I'm a light it up like dynamite. Whoa.
Yay!
I hope everyone is satisfied with my horrible Kermit the Frog.
So, yeah, thank you for listening to this week's first episode. We'll have another episode out in 2 weeks, so look forward to that. We had a good time. Hopefully you guys liked our first episode.
I did not have good time.
We'll keep getting better from now on.
Yeah.
And you want to say any last words, Sarah?
Thank you so much for having me on today's episode. Super fun.
Would you do it again?
I would do it again, obviously. Wow. But I have to wait my turn.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yes. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.